high forehead in the way. I purse my lips, but he's placed my eyes far apart. I look in two directions. The right one stares at you, follows you as you move. The left, my prairie eye, gazes at what lies just over where the lines converge. No portrait exists, no photographs, and little self-description. And nowhere in these pages can you find my name. Gladys, Louise, Madeline. I fancy Margaret, though in the country everyone would call her Peg. We're left with Mrs. Bentley, dowdy, frumpy, plain. Don't you wonder what Philip called me as we lay together, my flesh warmed by his hands, the taste of me on his tongue, as if there were no better sound in all the world, my name, my name. And that again was Lorna Crozier from Open Country Canadian Literature and English, edited by Robert Lecker. My name is JC Peters. This is the show Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Julia Nunes, who is a great ukulele player who has recently had a show in Seattle that a few of my friends were extremely excited about. So I thought I'd play a little bit of her. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next week.
Why do you build me up, Buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around? And then worst of all, you never call, baby, where you say you will. But all of you still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, Buttercup, don't break my heart.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus here at UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It is 6:36-ish, and my name is Anita B. And this show, well, actually, it's more like 6:38, I guess. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock p.m. And we just heard something from the 19. See, I can't even get used to this whole... We're in the second decade of the 21st century, and I'm still saying 19. That shows how old I am. Okay, that was... we just heard a song, which is called Haiti, from the 04 album Funeral from the Montreal band Arcade Fire. And of course, the song Haiti is very timely. I personally am horrified by what I hear on the radio and in the news, on the internet. It's so sad. It's so horrifying, especially knowing how impoverished the country has always been. It's like adding insult to injury. So I'm not going to say much more about it. You guys can use your empathy to figure out how awful it is. And I suppose we all just need to do something. And hopefully everyone will donate money to the Haitian earthquake cause. So I guess the best thing to do is just go to Google. And if you go to Google, last time I looked, they had a... you don't even have to type it in to the Google bar. You just go to Google and there's like a link immediately right there telling you what you can do to help those really unlucky people. Okay, so there you go. So, yeah, because the connection there between Arcade Fire and Haiti is that Regina, I think her name is, the female singer / multi-instrumentalist from the Arcade Fire is... her family is from Haiti. Like, her parents had emigrated to Canada before she was born. So, yeah, and the Arcade Fire is based out of Montreal. So, yeah, there you go. That's the connection. So it's amazing how, particularly in Canada, and in the States as well, but French-speaking Canada, there are a lot of immigrants. We have from places like Haiti, of course, because of the language, the French language commonality. Yes. So anyways, I don't know what else to say except say your prayers for these people. All right. So let's move on, though. Let's hear some more stuff from Arcade Fire. We're going to hear something from their second full-length album, which is Neon Bible, which was released a couple of years after... Funeral. 2 or 3 years. Let me just double check the date. I think this was released in 07 is my best guess. So 06 or 07. This is an 06. Here it is. Yeah, so in 06. And this is another Matador record, I do believe. Let me just double check here. Yes, of course, Matador. No, what am I saying? Not Matador. Merge out of North Carolina. You know, the super chunk people. Okay, so let's move on. Arcade Fire from Neon Bible. We shall hear the song. Let's see, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear the song. Oh, I don't know. How about Ocean of Noise? I really like that song. Ocean of Noise, which is a song, as I talk to myself, number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Song 6. And what else can I tell you? Well, that's it. I hope you enjoy here. Ocean of Noise from Arcade Fire. The station is CITR 101.9 FM.
ringing like a bell. As if I had a choice, oh well. Left in the morning, while you were fast asleep, violence, a world of empty streets. You got your reasons, me, I got mine. But all the reasons I gave were just lies to hide myself. An ocean of noise. I first heard your voice. Now who here among us still believes in choice? Not I. You got your reason.
start to think we're good enough. To think we're good enough. To think we're good, we might just start to think we're cruel enough.
All right, out of Toronto, that right there is a band called Le Pigeon. And they are on this compilation that I'm going to play us some more stuff from. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And it is amazing. I love it. I'll read the caption here on the cover. It says, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. Yes. It's got 40 songs on it, including songs from bands such as, let's see, the D'Urbervilles, who I adore. Let's see. I'm going to play something from this band called Bellwoods. They're going to be coming up next. But who else is on this band, on this compilation? Gentleman Reg, Snail House. Let's see. Ooh, Great Lake Swimmers. La 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 la. Forest City Lovers. A lot of like super indie bands, right? Like not super high profile bands, but you know, a lot of cool local, well, when I say local, I mean out of Toronto indie rock bands. Okay, so anyways, let me tell you what else we heard. So before Le Pigeon, we heard something from local kids, Parlor Steps. And Parlor Steps are a band that are co-ed, first of all. There's five of them. And I kind of very loosely know this guy named Caleb. He's the lead singer because he's out of Nanaimo. And if he's listening, he's like, who's this girl? No, I met him a few times from some of my Nanaimo friends because I was in a band in the day and he's been in the Parlor Steps for a while. So anyways, through that connection, he's a nice guy. Very nice guy. Not a bad looking guy either. Yes. So I think he's got a bright, he's got a lot of rock and roll potential in his future. There we go. That was the Parlor Steps. And before the Parlor Steps, we heard two from Arcade Fire. We heard Ocean of Noise from their 06 album, Neon Bible. And then Haiti from their first full-length album, which is Funeral. Released back in 04. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, we're going to, like I mentioned before, we shall be hearing more from this Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation. And we're going to hear this song, which is called Kneel on the Apron, which is song number 9. And off the first CD, because there's two CDs. And this is from the band called Bellwoods. And there you go. What else do I need to tell you? I do not know. Let's see. You've got another hour and 5 minutes of moi, little old moi. And there you go. Oh, I guess we'll talk about some more Canadiana stuff when I come back, including the Kids in the Hall. They have a new, I think it's 8-part miniseries and whatnot. There you go. Okay, this is Bellwoods with the song Kneel on the Apron on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm in the bedroom, you're in the yard. As the rain kissed your forehead, as the wind cooled your scar. And hiding in TV, I will make amends. If this love is a tiny lie, you cannot win. If you're in my kitchen, then I'll go. It's your kneel on the apron, you put me in your mind. If you call me lover, then I will run like hell.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR On Air Fund Drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Mystic Palm, Gem and Tevro. If you escape your magic arrow, I saw you reel them in for miles. You'll each captivate a crooked eye. You know you can heal them all. Your double diamond disposition, refractions of your center prism. Position. We
All right. So I've just gotten a call from somebody who I know quite well. His name is Rolf, and he is asking for me to go on air. Please bear with me with this one and find out if anybody knows who repairs keyboards. So if anyone would like to give me a call here, and by the way, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squinch's Hideaway at CITR. That's the station. Give me a call at 604-822-2487. That is 604-822-UBC-CITR. And let me know if anyone knows who might in the city repair keyboards, particularly a repairer for an Omnicord. There you go. That's your project. Everybody, you know, put on your thinking caps and report back to me, please, if you don't mind. There you go. Anyone knows who repairs keyboards or Omnicords here in the city of Vancouver? Let me know. Give me a call. 604-822-2487. There you go. Now let's just find out what we just listened to. That last band there, the D'Urbervilles, are a band out of Guelph, Ontario. And they also were included on the Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation. We heard the song, which is called, I do believe, Magic Arrow. Yes, it is. And we heard another band off of that comp called Bellwoods. We heard Neil on the Apron, and then before that we heard the song Freezing Rain from Le Pigeon off the same compilation, which is Friends in Bellwoods 2. There you go. Okay, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am your host, Anita B. And what shall we listen to next? How about some Gruesomes? I love the Gruesomes, and they still have the CD here, which is considered new by CITR standards. Well, when I say that, you might be like, hey, wait a second, I'm confused. It's really a reissue of their album Hey. So I, in my hands, I'm holding the album Hey, which is a reissue of their last full-length record. There you go. And when was that originally released? Let's take a look here. Recorded in 89, and I'm assuming released at the same time. Okay, so there you go. So the if you are new to the Gruesomes, they are a band out of Montreal who I think, this is just my own ears working on this little idea, but I'm thinking it's I think they might have influenced the Smugglers. That's what I'm going to go on a limb and say that. I bet you if you ask any of the Smugglers out there, I bet you at least one of them knows and likes and very much appreciates this band, the Gruesomes. That's what I'm going to... That's my bet. All right, there you go. Okay. And let's hear... What song shall we hear off this 22-song EP? Oh, my God. How about El Diablo? Song number 12, El Diablo. And if you don't know, that means the devil in, I don't know, Latin maybe? Spanish, same kind of root language. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, this is, the Gruesomes, and the station is a CITR 101.9 FM. This show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B with the Gruesomes. We'll be right back.
got the photos today. It shows, and it shows.
That's what you told me. My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Like I'm a big example of a lot of piece away from town. We're down the road, piece away from town. We're
I haven't heard those guys in a while. That was Ashtray Boy from their album The Euro. We heard H2O Conversations, and this album I believe was released back in 03, and it's awesome. It's a really, really good album. Oh yes, around 03 it was released. It was recorded basically all over the world. It was recorded let's see, in Australia, in Vancouver, at Pig Farm Studios in Verde, which I don't know where that is. so that could be anywhere. Spelled V-O-E-R-D-E. I don't know. But anyways, this band is interesting, Ashtray Boy, because it consists mostly of, well, let's see, husband and wife who are Carla B. Lee and R. Lee. And I believe they've lived in different places, like all over. So like Vancouver was home for a while. And I don't think it, I don't think they live here anymore. I don't know how I know that or what, but I think I read it someplace. You know what I'll do? I think I'll find a little bit more out about Ashtray Boy and get back to all of us on that and see where they're at right now or if they're even still a band. I think they might have lived in San Francisco for a while. But anyways, okay, so that's that. That was Ashtray Boy. Before them, we heard, come on, here we go. Okay, Tegan and Sarah. It's spelled like Megan. That's why I always want to call them Megan and Sarah. But it's Tegan, not Tegan. Tegan and Sarah with the song Arrow from their new album, Sainthood. And we heard Dragonette, who is, well, it's a female-fronted deal out of Toronto. We heard Fixin' to Thrill from their album of the same title, and The Battles as well. I don't know if I told you that, but we heard them from the 2000 Mint Records release compilation, which was Vancouver Special, Lycanthropy. Okay, there you go. So my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And what else can I tell you? Well, I did see the first installment of the new Kids in the Hall, I don't know, like 8-part mini series deal. And it was okay. I don't know. I want to see part 2, which I might have missed last night. So we'll see how that one went. It was weird. It was like in the style of a lot of their sort of drama, like not short skits, but it's like a real full on, well, drama, if you will. I just remember, I think I'd been drinking a little bit, and I just remember this one kind of devil character who was Mark McKinney, I think it was, riding around on a bike. It's really bizarre. Maybe it will all come together at some point, but I don't know. But who's not going to love Kids in the Hall anyways, just for nostalgia's sake. And they're all kind of chunky and older. But I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of nostalgia, that's what I have coming up next. I have a band straight out of the mid-90s, which is really not a far cry from a lot of the music I play, but this is okay, let's see if you can guess. Straight out of the mid-90s and out of Chilliwack. I'm talking about Mystery Machine. Yeah, we haven't heard them in a while. So this was a network band. Yeah, network. What a strange... yeah, I don't know. Anyways, but that's good. I like Mystery Machine. And the album is called 10 Speed, and what are we going to hear from this? Let's take a look. This is a 14-song album, so we're going to hear, how about, I don't know, as I flip through this. You can tell how well-organized and prepared I am for the show. I just like to fly by the seat of my pants. How about Phantom Tollbooth? That sounds good. And what else can I tell you? If you want to call me, give me a ring. It is 604-822-2487. That's also UBC, UBC, CITR. And if you want to request something, go for it. I don't know if I want to, or aren't I so open to suggestions? Well, if I could find it, and if it, like, you know, falls within my limits of coolness, then sure. No, Jan Arden, please. No, I don't know. I'm Mother Earth. No, The Trues. Nothing like that, please. Yeah, and maybe I'll play it for you. What else? Oh, hey, I got to tell you, too. I'm a teacher, right? So I teach high school. And you know what we're watching right now? I'm actually pretty excited. We just finished reading the book, The Outsiders, as a class. So I got the movie The Outsiders, which was released back in the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, which was a Francis Ford Coppola movie. Yes, it was. And it's a good movie. I forgot how, I think, well done it was. So we're just kind of about halfway through. We're at the part of the Robert Frost poem where, you know, stay gold, Johnny boy or pony boy, whatever. Okay. Enough of that. Let's listen to some music. Let's listen to, some Mystery Machine. All right. CITR is the station. And, this is Mystery Machine. We'll be right back.
You come to me in the dark days. You come to me through fire, you stay. When I go out, you surround me. In the deep of night, you keep me.
Blows. Well, she can't
Right, that right there was the band The Flashing Lights with the song Gone Are the Good Times. And of course, The Flashing Lights feature Matt Murphy, who was previously in the Super Friends out of Halifax. And I Wikipedia'd him, being Matt Murphy, and well, me being Anita Binder. But I Wikipedia'd Matt Murphy, and I found out that he splits his time between Halifax and Toronto. That's what I read. And interestingly enough, he is in a new band. They're called City Field. So two words, City Field. And I'm actually going to play something off of their, what's it called? MySpace account. That's what I will do. Their MySpace space. All right. And before we heard that 1999 release, which was where the change is, we heard something totally new. We heard a new song off of the You Say Party, We Say Die album. We heard Dark Days from their Quadruple X album. And Mystery Machine, again, to go back into time. We heard the song Phantom Tollbooth from their 10-speed album, which was released back in, oh, I don't know, 94, 95, one or the other. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is all Canadian music, and it goes from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. So that means we have 15 more minutes. And Val is here. Her show, of course, is Folk Oasis. The Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. Her show runs from 8 until 10. And then 10 until 11, we have the show Sexy in Van City with your host, Caroline M. There you go. So I have 15 more minutes with you guys. And we're going to listen to, oh, as I mentioned, the flashing, no, not the flashing lights. We're going to hear this band, City Field. But I was going to tell you that I did look up more information about Ashtray Boy. And they could still be around. After their 2003 release called The Euro, which I played a song from, they did release another album. And they've been around since, like, I don't know, well, 84. The lead singer guy, whose name I've already forgotten. He was in a band out of Australia, I think it was. Well, no. It was either him or his wife. But they have the same last name. But I'm sure it was him. Called the Canaanes. I want to say the Canines, but the Canaanes. C-A-N-N-A-N-E-S, if I'm not mistaken. And anyways, they have lived all over. They've split their time between Melbourne and Chicago and Vancouver and Sydney, I do believe. So pretty cool. They're a really, really good band. And yes. Okay. Let's move on. Yeah, let's listen to this new thing from, well, newish. Yeah, I guess it's new. From City Field. Why don't we just play, which song do we want to hear? How about just Linda's Hair? My nose is a little stuffy here. Excuse me. How about Linda's Hair from City Field? Now, City Field, again, if you just tuned in, this is the band that Matt Murphy is now in. They are, I believe, a four-piece. Let me read who's in the band. There's Matt Murphy, Mitchell Weeb, Greg Millman. Nope, they're a five-piece. Brent Randall and Dave Ewenson. And supposedly here in this band, City Field, Matt Murphy is not the lead singer. So there you go. Okay. This station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is City Field. Please play. There we go.
Eyes in the atmosphere form a chandelier. Judy says, come on over here, and she draws me near. I'm out of my head over you.
What did you do to Xanadu? You're breaking my heart and you're burning my soul. You're burning my soul.
The angels know that when Judy cries, she opens up the skies. Rain on her coat and blood in her eyes. She comes from paradise. I'm out of my head over you.
What did you do to Xanadu? You're breaking my heart and you're burning my soul.
You're burning my her hair. Falling down like she doesn't care. It's just a love affair.
It's just a love affair.
I'm out of my head over you. What did you do to Xanadu? You're breaking my heart and you're burning my soul.
Yeah.
Okay, that right there concludes our foray into City Field. Oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, now it does. Okay, so City Field, of course, was the band I was talking about out of Toronto that features Matt Murphy from formerly of the Super Friends and the Flashing Lights. Let me tell you who else is in this band. Mitchell Weeb, Greg Millman, Brent Randall, and Dave Ewenson. And, oh, look at that. Val is on in 5 minutes, and she is here, which is exciting. So, here we go. So I am going to play us, oh, I don't know. I'm going to pay some bills. How about we do that first? I sound like a professional DJ. You know, like, we're going to pay the bills. And then I will be back with us in 2 more weeks and 5 minutes, because my show runs, nope, that's, no, 2 more weeks and less than that. So whatever. I'll be back 2 weeks from today at 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And I am bidding you all adieu. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's Canadian music from 6:30 till 8. I'm Anita B. And what shall I leave us with here? Oh, how about some Hayden? That looks good. Hayden's just been sitting here on the counter in the on-air room. And it's something from his new album I'm going to play us. The album is called The Place Where We Lived. And how about Message from London? I think that's a good song. That sounds good. Why not, I say. And I'll see you guys soonish. And enjoy Val's show, which is, of course, a folk oasis. Well, it's just called Folk Oasis. She's here for 2 hours, so stay tuned for her. Happy radio listening from CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There's nothing wrong with how you see the world. In fact, all of us could share your good. Since you've been away, we've had time to pay. Too much attention to the day. There's been a big mistake. We're headed down the drain. We trusted everything, and now we're losing the game. We could have clued into things that were happening. We were too into ourselves to move. And now lines of you are joining hands for truth. Some gave their lies for proof. There was just lies construed.